Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay? This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in a dictionary on our persistence, kid.
Yeah.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome to another blog on blogtalkradio.com, Traders Network Live, which soon is going to be changed to Hedge Street Trading Radio. So, the title's catchy, isn't it? Become a millionaire in 2015, which is 1 year time. Can it be done? Yes. Do you have enough experience, enough capital, enough knowledge to do it? I am back. Okay, guys. Sorry for the technical difficulties today we're having, but, so the show is entitled Become a Millionaire in 2015, which is highly capable of happening. If you have the capital, if you have the knowledge, the experience, and the will, you can make it happen. Like I was saying yesterday, on yesterday's podcast, where this podcast is going to be all about you guys. If you want to call in, ask me some questions, I'll be more than happy to answer your questions. So, the call in is 646-649-0905. Be happy to answer your questions over the air. Until then, For you guys who don't know who I am, my name is Michael Hall. Grew up in a small farm town in Connecticut and decided to conquer the world. This is my journey. If you want to read more about me, you can check me out on my website, which is hedgesheettrading.com. I have a little bio there. It explains who I am and what I've been going through the last several years. So, the reason why I started Hedge Street Trading, because I didn't have nobody in my corner to really guide me through the market. I had to learn on my own, and I had a lot of bumps in the road, and it's been a very long journey that I'm pretty much turned around maybe about 8 years ago. I really turned it around, and it's been one hell of a ride. And so I decided to start a network that can help new traders, and also traders who've been trading a while, to really get that extra edge and just take their training to the next level. So I developed a very, very easy to learn strategy. I think everybody can use my strategy. I think everybody does use my strategy. They just don't realize they're using it. It's very easy stuff. I'm very old school when it comes to trading, where I read the tape. If you don't know how to read the tape, you're losing out on crazy amounts of money. The high-tech charts are not going to really show you the tape, show what's going on right now, but there's other stuff that you're not aware of. So many traders don't even use level 2. All they do is look at the chart. Level 2, why wouldn't you want to look at who's bidding and who's asking? You would want to use that stuff. You want to know how many orders are out there. Where's stuff that you think that's hidden? So many other stuff that goes into reading the tape, which I teach. I also teach a very easy strategy where I call it pretty much the drop and pop. So pretty much the drop and pop strategy is where there's a lot of liquidity into a stock. Take for instance, VLTC, where it's been trading heavily for days, right? So it's going to drop in price and it's going to pop. Now what causes a pop? That's the question that people should ask. What causes a pop? Well, there's many fabrications of why what causes a pop. Well, number one is shorts having to cover. That's the number one. That causes a short squeeze, which some people call it a breakout. But every breakout is a short squeeze. Shorts bank profit off in profit sellers. People who are selling for a profit, shorts bank on that. Shorts also bank on the fact where buying dries out and the market makers have to lower the price to find buyers. They bank in that also. Also, we bank off in the shorts greediness, where how we bank off in the shorts is pretty much shorts who don't know what they're doing, and they just think the stock's going to collapse and they go in crazy short. A lot of them do. And more buying comes in, and that causes the price to go higher, which then the banks and the brokers are telling these short sellers, oh, listen, our capital is at risk here. You're going to have to cover, bro. And they cover at higher prices. And that, now that's more liquidity coming in to the market with more shares. And that's just jackknifing the prices up higher, where you can stock and go from $4 to $7 just like in 2 minutes. Just like that. Snap of a finger. You were just at $4.80. Now you're at $7.50. And some traders are like, holy shit, why is that? It's because shorts have to cover. And those are, you can call that a breakout, but every breakout's a short squeeze. Just to let you guys know that. But other things you can learn at Headstreet Trading besides short squeezes is my core principles of trading, where there's certain things I look for. Number one, has to have volume. Volume equals liquidity. Without liquidity, you're stuck. When you're stuck, you're going to lose horribly. Number two, trending stocks. I don't care who the CEO is. I don't care what they make. Okay? I can care less about their balance sheet. What I care about is, why is it trading? What sector is it? Because I trade sectors. We look for hot sectors. Anybody who tells you to diversify is a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. None of us here are Warren Buffett. None of us here have capital of hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We could put $50 million in the biotech sector and put $50 million in technicals and banks and other shit. We don't have capital like that. So how can we spread our money around? You can't. So should we be buying one sector at a time? Should we as traders just be buying what's hot? That's where we're going to make our most money. So if biotechs are hot, you buy every biotech that fits your price range and your guidance. And you, because if one runs, they're all going to run. It's the trickle-down process I also teach. Now, other people will be like this. They'll be like, dude, why you buy the same stock over and over again? There's nothing wrong with that. Those are short-minded people who are like droned and the thing you have to, like, diversify. You gotta diversify. That's bullshit. So what if I buy VLTC every single day? If I'm making money on it? Yeah, so what's the problem here? What's the problem? There isn't a problem. So I teach you core principles and rules to live by.
It's the kid.
Sorry, guys.
59 days in a row wants to be a player. Ought to be picking your unicorn addiction on a
dictionary. Alright guys, I'm back. I had to find out where the hell that was coming from. So my windows were open on this page. Anyway, sorry about that guys. So, I'm going to teach you core principles of trading. They're mine. Going to get you to start reading books. Everybody says reading is dead, that's bullshit. Fill your mind up with knowledge. Knowledge is power. And there's certain books that I love to read. I love to... What the fuck?
Sorry for the technical difficulties.
Jeez, I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm so unprofessional today, let me tell you. I'm getting messages now. God, people are like, what the hell? What are you doing, bro? Sorry about that, guys. I really took the day off, man. Not really in a professional state right now. But I'm still doing the podcast, so please don't unsubscribe. Please don't leave me. Anyway, what the hell of a week it's been, man. You know, I've been on a tear of late. Just loving what I'm doing right now. I'm such in a really good state of mind and everything, and I come to realize that maybe I do like trading every day, like just taking Fridays off and trading Monday through Thursday. That's what I was doing before, and really just loving it. Oh my god, I'm getting so many messages now. Guys, I am so sorry for not being fucking professional today. I'm in a good state of mind, alright? It's I had too many windows open, and I guess my shit was playing back when it shouldn't have been. It was pissing me off. But we're good now. Like, the last hour and a half should be awesome. So, if you're brand new to this podcast, I do know what I'm talking about, so please don't think I'm some weirdo. I'm not. I'm actually pretty good at what I do. So, right now, we're going to run a scan right now to see what's trading today, even though I didn't even look at anything today. Because I want to get back to just going Monday through Thursday, having Fridays is off from trading, because you need a day off. You need a me day where you just do nothing whatsoever. Maybe you go to the gym, or maybe you take a walk. Maybe you just sit at home all day and play video games. I'm okay with that. I'm just saying. You need at least one day out of the week for me time. And weekends, if you're an entrepreneur, I highly recommend writing articles. Networking, you always want to be working. You never want to stop. Even during your days for yourself, you always want to be doing something. Like right now, I mean, I'm going to have the podcast. And after this, I'm probably going to get on my editor's ass and get this article up so I can get this that blog post out. And then probably I might do a couple videos. And I have them edited and get them on YouTube. And that's pretty much it. And over the weekend, I'm going to write another article that I can get up there. Because the new website's coming, guys. Hetchy Training is only over a makeover. I'm just waiting for my wonderful Pakistani web designer / programmer to get done with his schooling in a couple of days. His test will be done and he have free time. And that's my time. So I can get a bunch of stuff done. Going with a new logo, new colors, new concept, new business plan, if you will, new trading model. It's going to be more interactive. And I'm going to have a model that is going to read you guys the watch list. Like, we're going to do like market recaps and midday reports. And it's going to be HD video. And have her bounce up and down. It's going to be wild. I'm sorry, Caroline. I'm not going to have a guy do that. Just saying. And if any women are watching this and are extremely offended, welcome to Wall Street. Just saying. Oh, this podcast is sponsored by Alma Palmer Iced Tea. You want a cool, crisp drink. And you love half and half, half lemonade, half iced tea, I highly recommend you just drink this stuff. I live by it. Also, Reese's Pieces. Do not leave home without it. If you have a heart condition, chocolate is really good for a heart condition. I highly recommend Reese's Pieces. Okay. Like I said, this is very unprofessional today. I don't give a fuck. But next Friday, we're having interviews on next Friday, so that's going to be extremely professional. We're having the startup panel company come on, where they're a crowdfunding platform, where you're an entrepreneur, you want to grow your company, and you're not big enough to go to a bank, and a bank would tell you no. You can go to somebody like this, who can offer you funding through crowdfunding. You're pretty much either go to a live event, or it's just a conference call type thing, where where it's live stream, where you can watch the screen, and you pretty much pitch your idea, you pitch your product, you pitch your business model, your business plan, and if traders, or investors, like us, want to invest in your project, we will. And you become a part of it. And I think that's awesome. Like, one of the best things Obama actually did a couple years ago was actually make this illegal. See, before, if you wanted to invest into a project, you had to be a accredited investor. And that means you have to have a high net worth over $100,000. So if you're a Joe Blow, and you couldn't invest in a great project because you had to be an accredited investor. So the old saying is only the rich get richer, which is really true. But now with crowdfunding, companies will have to have a large market cap, and regular Joe Blows can come in and actually invest in these projects. So me and you can come in, and we can maybe invest in the next Facebook. You never know. I think it's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs to network. It's a great opportunity for new entrepreneurs to pretty much further business without dealing with the banks. I love it. And he's going to come on, he's going to talk about his company, and we're going to go from there. I highly recommend you're an entrepreneur and you're starting a project, you're starting a new business, and you're looking for funding. Crowdfunding is the way to go. Also, the CEO of Illegal Burger will be coming on for an interview very soon, maybe end of the month, start of next month. I am going to get him on, and they just went public through a reverse merger. They took over a shell that was, I think, was an oil company or energy company. Well, they took it over. The ticker symbol is NESI. They trade around 70 cents a share. Once they actually implement their marketing scheme into their stock and everything once starts going, this is going to be well over $1.50 a share. They have one restaurant right now. Their second one is probably going to be opening up very soon in Miami, which the owner lives in Miami. And he's a great guy. Going to have him come on. Going to have the CEO come on and everything. It's going to be a wonderful time. Illegal Burger will be our second interview with a publicly traded company. Our first one is another company that I work with, which is Access Pharma. It trades around $8 to $9 a share. They just got FDA approved. They're working now with WWE. Start of next year, WWE is implementing their workout phase of the company, where you want people to work out, exercise. And Access Pharma provides before and after pills and creams to increase your workout abilities. And they're going to work together. Also, Access Pharma also works with Roc Nation Sports. That's Jay-Z's sports agent firm. They work with them with boxing events. They have a boxing event coming up on the 17th at Foxwoods, Connecticut, the casino over there. Which I'll probably be going to the event. You have a booth where you sell their stuff. They sell their T-shirts too, because Access Pharma owns Tap Out. You know, they're a big MMA company, really, with gear and clothes and workout stuff. So if you watch UFC and MMA, you see Tap Out everywhere, and that's Access Pharma. That's enough about that. So you're probably asking yourself, well, did you ever short plug? No, I didn't get a chance to. I didn't want to do anything today whatsoever, and that's that. Right now it's 3:25. I don't feel like doing nothing. But how about those Yankees, man? A-Rod hit a home run last night. Very, very happy about that shit. Right? He's trying to get a swing back. I think the Yankees are going to make some big, big moves. Right now, we're doing a scan at $1 to $7. And I'm just looking at stuff that's trending right now. I see Frontier. Frontier is back up to 740. The last time this hit 750, it went nuts. It went all the way up to 844. You guys remember, I traded this months ago, right? And I baked out pretty well. Is it about to make a run again? Probably, because they have earnings coming out for the quarter, I think in a couple weeks. And they just bought all of Verizon's customer base in the Northeast. Like, if you took AT&T's customers, they have Verizon customers now. So they're just buying membership. I'm leaving because I'm forced to have them because I had AT&T, but I'm leaving them. I'm going to Comcast, and I think in a couple weeks, I'm actually going to order it and get Comcast because it's going to help my business out. It's huge, where I'm not going to lose a signal, or this won't actually drop on us, and I'm going to be allowed to stream. That's going to be the second part we're going to be doing now. You can check this podcast out on blacktalkradio.com/Traders Network Live. But I'm also going to be streaming my screen on Ticker TV. So this is going to become like a radio show slash syndicate where you can actually see my stuff live. Where we're going to have a daily show at the same time between 3 to 4 power hour. Where going to come on my podcast, and I'm also going to stream it live. You can see my screen on TickerTV.com. Sorry, TickerTV. So it's going to be good. We're going to be more interactive. And when the new site launches, we're going to have a trading room on the website also where I can share my screen with you guys. So it can be more interactive, more in your face, because I'm getting out of the send email business, because everybody has that, and I want to be different, and I think being more interactive, using our Facebook private group, and using a trading room, where I pretty much show everything, it's going to be more professional, it's going to be easier to teach, and it's just going to be overall great, instead of me writing a huge, huge, beautiful write-up on each stock I want to trade, and just email it, where 95% of you guys probably won't even open the email because you probably forgot about it. And then you like ask hours later, like, what was the watch list? And I was like, well, it's in your inbox, bro. So I kind of started this already with the watch list with the videos. And we're gonna be doing watch lists by videos. Daily recaps with the beautiful model, which is going to work out really well, and really much more. Right now, I am by myself. I am Bill Mayfield is no longer with me. Wish him the best in his future endeavors. But when you act like a jackass, I'm going to put the hammer down. And I did. I only could take so much. The world I come from, when things don't go your way and things are getting out of hand, gotta nip it in the butt real quick before they get out of hand. And I made the right move. But I wish him the best in what he does. So I'm by myself. It's just me, my editor, and my Pakistani web designer slash programmer. But I have no more team anymore. I don't have a right-hand guy I can count on to help me market this stuff out. So I'm going to be building a team in the next few days. We're going to have a powwow. And we're going to be working together as a team to grow this network. Because all the money that comes in goes right back into the business anyway, because I'm going to flood the market with Facebook ads, Twitter ads, LinkedIn ads. You're just going to see hedge trading everywhere. Google. I'm doing everything possible now to really get the word out. Before, it was all about word of mouth, really. How did you find me? Well, you probably saw a stock tweet post or a blog that I wrote on a stock months ago, but you're checking that stock out and it shows up. And so that's why I'm getting back to blogging again too, because most of my people who found me, they found me through blogs. Like, I was like short Starbucks. I was like Rite Aid's a scam. It was weird stuff, and it catches on. Or like five trending hot stocks below $10 a share, and those pick up huge on Google. Where I'm back to writing blogs again. Where I'm going to actually publish them on LinkedIn. And if it gets a lot of views, it'd probably be put up into, probably find its way into Google somehow. Then once it goes there, it'd be picked up by bigger media outlets. So I want to get Hedgy Trading trending. So with the team, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be sharing every post, every article post, liking every article post, sharing the hell out of the YouTube stuff, liking all the YouTube stuff, making stuff go viral, and it will catch on, and people will join, because I have a lot to offer, and all the cash that comes in goes right back in the business, and we're going to grow the business huge, because I know my competition, and it's, my competition is not who you think. I'm totally different. My competition is more like Hedgeye, like Hedgeye.com. Check them out. That's more my competition than the guy who you think who my competition is. I'm not even going to mention his name. I'm going a highly different route than he is. So, PSTR up 28%. Huge. SNTA 10%. That's $2 stock right there. Probably going to 3. EXXI, Kevin, if you're listening, I bet you're happy you didn't short EXXI, because it's like over $4 now. Before it was like around $3.90, you would have lost like 15 cents, bro. Zynga, it's up 4%. Now, you would think it would have rallied a lot more, right? Because it was, at the time, it was down. Like, what was it, down like 20%? It was like in the, like the 230 range. It's only 248. That goes to show you how much debt is piled in Zynga. They're never going to be able to break out of that. There's so much shares out there. They're going to have to do a couple of reverse splits that take shares away from people to even think about getting out of debt. Another stock I like is BIOS. They're up 8% today. It was in the low fives a couple days ago. I think you could have got this around like 505, actually. So now it's in the 540 range. That's a good stock to own. There's a lot of stocks right now. There's a good stocks to own and hold because we're still in a major bull market. Stocks are going nuts daily. There's so much more capital coming into the market now. Where stock can go up like 150% and the thing still runs afterwards. This market is not going to slow down anytime soon. I'm loving it. Loving it. Anybody wants to call in and ask me a couple of questions, you're more than welcome to. It's 646-649-0905, 646-649. 0905. Yeah. Let's go check out some other stuff. Wow, the S&P is up 8% today. It's going back up to 211 probably. Dow's up nice. Dow's going to 19. NASDAQ's going back over 5 soon. It's like around 4,990. Russell 2000, or 1000 plus. That's small cap stuff right there, boys. Small caps are hot. That's what I want to talk to you guys about right now. There's a lot of people, uneducated people, when it comes to penny stocks, that think penny stocks are garbage. It's a crapshoot. You, real Wall Street doesn't think they're anything good. They'll laugh you off the street if you're buying penny stocks. So, you're trying to tell me that they'll laugh you off the street if you're buying penny stocks? I think that's a load of garbage. Well, my honest opinion, if you want to, there's a difference between investing and trading. Trading, you want to make money. Investing, you want to grow money. It's the difference. When you invest, you already have large amounts of dough. And you're putting it into an idea. When you're trading, you don't trade an idea. You just trade what the number is. You're just trading dollars. You're trading pennies, if you will. If I can make 10 cent gain on this, can I make 15 cent gain on this? Can I make 25 cent gain on this? You're just trading the volume and the action. You're not actually trading the idea. Is there enough time to actually trade an idea? It moves quick. When you're trading, it's all about the price you get in so you can actually make a good size gain, right? Where investing, it doesn't really matter what price you're getting because you're going to hold anyway. So you're looking for a bottom. You're looking for an idea. And you just invest and you just hold on to it. Eventually, it'll grow the amount you think is going to grow to. Then there's just blinding it, where you think, did you try trading and it was too much of a rush for you and you couldn't handle it. So you decided to become an investor. Then you're like, well, maybe if I just buy stuff that's not moving so fast and I just hold on to it, eventually it'll move. Then you're buying stocks with low volume, with no trend whatsoever, and you're becoming a sitting duck. Where eventually buying comes in, and something bad happens, the price just like collapses on you. And you're holding a bag. Before you can become a successful investor, you have to be somewhat of a successful trader. You gotta learn how the market works. Investing in something, you're investing into an idea. How do you know the idea is going to be good? Everybody's like, well, just go buy Apple. Just go buy Tesla Motors and other stuff like that. Okay, those are big names. But you need a lot of capital to trade those, though, right? You need a lot of capital to trade those stocks, to make anything. So, then you have the people who just don't quite understand what they're doing, but they have a lot of capital, so they just throw their cash at a stock and you buy like huge amounts of shares. I'm talking like 200,000, 300,000, 400,000 shares, and it goes up maybe 15, 20 cents, and they're up huge, huge amounts of money, and they just sell. But you might say, that's a successful trader. But to me, it's like, if you didn't have a lot of money, would you be a successful trader or not? Because one of the reasons why he's up huge is because he bought a lot. But do you have enough skills with a smaller account to actually make that profit? I don't think so. There's a difference between just like blinding it and actually doing it. That's what I'm here to teach you the difference of. There's a right way to do things and a wrong way to do things. And I don't want you doing it the wrong way. So, if somebody says, oh, you trade penny stocks, well, good luck, bro. Tell me to go fuck his mother. Game point blank. There's nothing wrong with penny stocks. I love the gutter. I love $5, $3, $2 stocks. Give them to me all day. I'm laughing to the bank. For the trader, you want the volatility. Get it in this market. So all the ones who are scared, had their money on the sidelines for years, you just missed the biggest bull market of any generation. That was just too high. You're too late. It's still going to go higher, but you're paying a huge premium to what you could be paying years ago. I love Reese's Pieces. I'm just saying. So, I guess Black Ops comes out in, this month. Can't wait for that. Oh, my video gamers, you got Xbox One? We gotta play. Who's Lauryn Hill? Not the singer, but I think some basketball player in college, some lady, some girl, I guess who died from cancer or some shit. She's trending on Twitter. I remember who she is. And there's some Arabic stuff trending too, which I guess they're doing some, there's a lot of Arabic stuff trending actually. Go check this out. Oh, a soccer team. That's cool. I'm cool with that. I have a lot of Arab friends. Some from Afghanistan, and some just from Arab places like Palestine. I support the Muslim community. Not the crazy ones though. The normal ones. So I don't want the black helicopters flying over my house or anything. I don't support those extreme groups. I just support the normal people like us. Just saying. I don't want the Black Hawks coming now. Which is funny, though, man. I'm surprised that I haven't been, like, washed by some group by now. Because I send money to Pakistan all the time for my web guy. I'm surprised I just haven't, but I'm still, like, some watch list or anything. I pay him a lot, too, so. What's the big deal with Richard Branson? Why should I follow him on Twitter? Oh, I heard Richard Branson. That's all what he got. No, he has $5.35 million. One, two, three, four. 100 of my 1,000 plus follow this guy. So, most likely, if you're following Richard Branson, you're following me. Oh, I didn't know that. Melissa Lee from CNBC, the host of Fast Money, she follows me. That's freaking awesome. Maybe someday I get on, I'll make it on CNBC. That'd be awesome. Hold on, guys. at a emailing some right now. Try to tell me to buy this stock. I want to look more into it. So we'll look it up right now. It's MNGA. MNGA. Here comes some tape reading live right now. They just had 19,970 buy at 79 cents. For order that to fill, the stock has to go down in price, which it just did. It is downticked at 0.7899. It has to come down some more for order to fill. So what I do in this, where I look for a big buy, I know it's going to downtick, and it's going to open up a little more, probably 5,000. Maybe 6, 7, maybe 10,000 will come down, will flush out, or I can get in, then I ride to pop back up. Sorry guys, I'm just downloading something real quick. Sorry, I have vacant air. Keep on forgetting, I gotta keep talking. Alright. Living life. There's a downtick now. Was 79, now it's 78.16. There's not enough liquidity. I'm not going to look at it anymore. For now, anyway. Couple minutes up to the market. Then I'm going to enjoy probably the rest of my day. Hang out, relax. Well, that's what I do. I love peanut butter and chocolate, just like. Having a great week. I had an awesome week. I hope your weekend is also. Next week, let's get back at it. Next podcast will be on Monday. If I don't do one over the weekend, I might do one tomorrow night. I'm not sure yet, though. Depends how I feel. Log into something. It's not allowing me to log into anything.
yeah.
Sorry guys, I'm talking about customer support and not light speed. I'm just trying to. Figure something out. Excuse me. You guys don't need a broker and you got a lot of capital to trade with. I mean a lot. I recommend Lightspeed. They're a direct access discount broker for traders. And they give you a lot of bang for your buck. That's if you have a lot of capital to trade with. If you have small capital, I recommend SurTrader. Sorry, guys, I'm being transferred to the trading desk. There's 2 minutes left in the podcast anyway. I'm strong. Extremely sorry for the very unprofessional podcast today. I just wanted to do it to keep it going. I really didn't have too much to talk about this besides what the program's about and much more. I can go into a more in-depth detail of what my service is all about in the trading room, or we could do a webinar on it. Just let me know. As always, let the trading gods be with you, and I'll be talking more about the team I was saying earlier in the podcast, probably after the show, after I'm done with customer support. There's 60 seconds left. I'm just going to end it here, guys. Thank you again for showing up, and as always, let the trading gods be with you. Have a strong weekend. Just come back on Monday and kick some ass and make some more money. Peace.